Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, I'll begin with a question. What 20th century composer can you name who wrote 15 operas, 6 symphonies, 14 ballets, 8 string quartets, concertos, as well as chamber music, and, important for Singing and Other Sins, over 100 art songs? It's the Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů, born on the 8th of December, 1890, and living until 1959. I'll tell you more about this neglected composer, but let's hear 2 versions of his song called The Unhappy Lover.
Smutno je mnie, smutno, veselo mnie není. Ej, že mnie vypovídá moje potěšení. Už mě tak nebude, jak mě bývalo. Hej, když mě z hory zdolí slunko svítivalo. Hej, už mě tak nebude, jak mě bylo v loni. Vyrost mě hřebíček na suché jabloni. Hej,
smutno je mnie smutno na moim serdeczku, jak gdyby osvazal hedwabnuśnią ręczką. Ja hedwabnuśnią ręczką taję tu zetenka. Ja ona se wrzezala do mego serdenka.
Just now you heard baritone Jozef Skarka with pianist Richard Pohl in Martinu's The Unhappy Lover. We opened this Martinu birthday tribute with that same song recorded by soprano Magdalena Koshina with Graham Johnson, the pianist. Though he doesn't talk about walking up and down the 143 steps to his church bell tower home as a sickly child, we do have an interview with Martinu from 1942 when he was exiled during the war and living in the U.S.
Mr. Martinu, I suppose it is needless for me to ask how you feel about being in the United States, but perhaps you would like to express yourself on that subject first.
As a Czech, I am, in a practical sense, a man without a country. It is one of few blessings left in life to find at least one place in the world where freedom exists for the artist and his art to survive. I cannot tell you what it means to have the privilege of being here in America with you.
And we cannot tell you how glad we are to have you here with us, Mr. Martinu. It is also especially gratifying that you can be present during this concert of your music to tell us something about your work in your own words. I notice that your music is generally spoken of as having individualism. To what extent do you consider that true?
This is very flattering, but I think it's correct. However, as you know, a composer's style can become influenced by many things.
Well, in your case, what have been the major influences?
There seems to be three. First, I would say the national music of my own country, Czechoslovakia. The second comes from the English madrigal, and the third from Debussy.
That is very interesting, especially about the English madrigal. When and how did you first become acquainted with that form of music?
It was before the First World War. The English madrigal singers were in Praha, and I heard them. Their songs were fascinating and made a great impression on me.
Was there any special thing about them that attracted you?
Yes, of course. I found great pleasure in the freedom of their polyphony. It was very different from the polyphony of Bach, something entirely new to me. Besides, I recognized in those madrigals qualities that remind me of Czech folk music.
But what about Debussy, Mr. Martinu? What in his music did you most admire?
Well, that is hard to say. Perhaps it was the colors, perhaps the spirit of the music. But of course, I have in mind especially the nocturne.
What music of yours I have heard has all seemed to be strongly rhythmical.
That is because I am a Czech. The national music of Czechoslovakia is rhythm, strong, vital rhythm. Furthermore, I use Czech folk songs as themes, or I create thematic material similar to them in style.
That was Bohuslav Martinu himself speaking of his various compositional influences. Let's hear one of the major ones, that of his Czech homeland. First, Mother Mine, and then Tell Me, Tell.
Thank you.
Two Slovak folk songs of Martinu, sung by mezzo-soprano Jana Forčová with pianist Giorgio Kokul. On this Bohuslav Martinu birthday edition of Singing and Other Sins, I promised a sampling of his other sins. Here's a section of the Fifth Symphony, his most famous.
Thank you.
portion of the first movement of Martineau's Fifth Symphony, performed by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Braden Thompson. Now we return to hear two of Martineau's mature art songs from his Paris years. First, a Czech translation of Peach Blossom by Chan Yu-sun. The perfume of peaches in full bloom is wafted to me from afar. Poetry falls heavily from my weary lips. That will be followed by a poem by Apollinaire called Automne Malade. Sickly and beloved autumn, you will perish when the hurricane rages in the rose gardens.
Thank you.
Two serious art songs written by Martineau in 1932, sung now by mezzo-soprano Olga Chena with Yitka Chekova piano. Let's hear those same artists perform some lively songs of Martineau. First, The Rich Sweetheart, then Ponies on the Fallow Field, and finally The Little Lost Slipper. Soprano Olga Cherna with Yitka Chekova piano, performing those lighter Martineau songs. It's time for me to tell you the outline of Martineau's life. One lived primarily in exile from his beloved Czech homeland. After failing out of the Prague Conservatory, he played violin in the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, whose conductor, Václav Talich, promoted Martinu's compositions. He had already composed a string quartet and two ballets. In 1923, Martinu landed in Paris and studied with Roussel. There he was introduced to many new musical styles which influenced his compositions: jazz, neoclassicism, and surrealism. In Paris, he also met Koussevitzky, whose orchestras played Martinu's music both in Paris and in Boston. It was also in Paris that Martinu met his future wife. Over their difficult years of marriage, his affairs, as well as their different backgrounds, caused constant difficulties. Because Martinu had been blacklisted by the Nazis, he fled with his wife as Hitler marched to Paris. They headed south, and through many hardships, sleeping on railway platforms, finally reached Portugal, where they sailed for New York. Martinu was very prolific in the U.S., writing a symphony each year, concertos, and piano music. Let's hear a section of his second piano quintet, written in 1944.
Thank you.
we heard the ending of Martinu's second piano quintet, performed by the Martinu Quartet with Karl Koscharek piano. While in the U.S., Martinu taught at Princeton, Manus, and at Tanglewood. After the war, Czechoslovakia became communist, so Martinu didn't feel comfortable returning there, so he lived in France and Rome, dying of cancer in Switzerland in 1959. While traveling in Europe, he was deeply impressed by the frescoes of Piero della Francesca depicting the legend of the True Cross, and wrote an orchestral work from which we'll hear one section. The BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jiří Belohlávek, played that movement of Martinu's Frescoes of Piero della Francesca. You're listening to the Singing and Other Sins Martinu birthday tribute. Now let's return to his art songs. These following short songs to Moravian folk poetry are sung by Magdalena Kochina, with Malcolm Martineau, the pianist. We'll hear A Girl from Moravia, Our Neighbor's Stable, Hope, The Watchman, and Secret Love. Magdalena Koshina, soprano, with Malcolm Martineau, the pianist, in Martineau's Moravian Songs to Folk Poetry. There's an interesting aspect to Martineau's creativity. He could take a walk in the woods or even in the city and compose in his head, so that all he needed to do when he returned to his desk is write out what he'd imagined. On several occasions, he would zone out in deep concentration about the music, becoming oblivious to his surroundings and become lost, and would call a friend with a car to come find him and take him back home. This concentration, even obsession, is described now as possibly Asperger's syndrome. Let me give you an example. At one point, Martineau was staying as a guest and was walking at night on his host's veranda. He didn't notice that there was no railing and walked off the edge and fell to the concrete below, cracking his skull. After this accident, Martineau had years of pain, hearing problems, and became irritable and impatient. But the accident did not stop him from composing. From his last year, 1959, let's sample Martineau's Nonette.
Thank you.
That was the final movement from Martinu's Nonette, written in the last year of his life when he knew he was dying and worked compulsively to revise or finish all the compositions he could. There is no hint of this in the music. Let's close with two more of Martinu's songs to Moravian folk poetry, The Roadside Cross and The Lads of Zvolen. Magdalena Koshina, soprano, with Malcolm Martineau, the pianist, in two of Martineau's Moravian songs to folk poetry. This has been the Singing and Other Sins Bohuslav Martinu birthday tribute. You can leave suggestions and comments at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you may find the link to the archives of many previous programs. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.